Hello everybody, it's Christine, and I'm delighted to introduce to you a lady that I've known for many, many, many years, and she tells me now she's got a different name. Come on, who are you?
Well, I'm Mary Wilson, but most people know me as Molly. Yeah.
You see, you know people for years and years and years, and then they suddenly spring surprises like that. Hello, Mary Wilson. Hello.
Thank you. Hello, Christine.
Right. I hope you don't mind. As I said, I've known you for years and years and years.
Yes.
And so we are, a pair of us, knocking on a bit,
yes,
aren't we? Yeah. You'll agree.
I'll be 90 in October.
Yes. Say that again. You'll be
90 in October.
You don't look a day over 60.
Oh, I feel it sometimes.
Right, so we're a pair of old biddies, except that Molly. Well, first of all, I'm going to call you Molly because I can't.
Yes.
I don't know who's Mary. How will people know you in Todmorden? What sort of things do you do round about?
Well, I do work in OVH shop two mornings a week. I've done that for 15 years, ever since they opened.
But you're 90, you're not supposed to be working your socks off at 90. Come on, right.
No, but it gives me something to do. Rather than sit at home and moulder, I'd rather be out and see what goes on.
Right.
Yes.
And you go to things like Picnic in the Park and stuff like that, don't
you? Yes. We enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm so glad it was a fine day for everyone.
Yeah, excellent. So, Overgate and out and about. Have you joined any other organisations?
Well, I met U3A. I don't always remember the time and things, but yes, I do go there occasionally.
Yeah,
I meet up with friends and go to.
And you go on their trips, don't you, as well? The U3A trips.
Yes.
Now, this talk is very much age related because what do you possess that completely floored me? Go on.
A season ticket for rugby league match, Huddersfield team.
Say that again slowly.
A season ticket, yes.
For rugby league.
Yes.
At Huddersfield.
Yes.
John so does that mean that you went to every match?
Not every match, no. But if it's convenient, yes.
And that means you went winter and summer?
Oh, yes. I'm not a part-time supporter.
Right. Why is a 90-year-old supporting a rugby league team?
Because I've got a grandson who plays for Huddersfield. He's Oliver Wilson, and he's doing very well. And so I feel as if I ought to support him when I can.
Brilliant. Oh, I bet you're so proud.
Yes, I am.
Really?
Yes,
proud.
He's done well.
Yeah. How did he start?
He started going with a friend to Greetland, and he played, learned the basics with them. And Bradford Bulls scout spotted him, and he was offered a place in Bradford Bulls Academy, where he enjoyed his time there. But I think they came on hard times, and he was sold on to Huddersfield 2 years ago. And he's still very happy there.
Excellent. Yes, Bradford Bulls did go through a rough patch.
Yes, they did. Yeah, yes.
Maybe.
But they aren't in the Super League, and Huddersfield is.
Right, go on, explain that. What's the Super League?
Well, it's the top 12 rugby league clubs.
Okay.
And Huddersfield are third at the moment.
My word.
Yes.
So you're playing, Huddersfield are playing teams like Wigan?
They unfortunately lost to Wigan. The match was held down in London. And I think they just lost because they didn't convert enough tries. But they held their own very much against Wigan.
But I didn't go to that.
I'm afraid.
Right. So we've got teams like Wigan, St Helens, Hull.
Yes.
Hull
Kingston Rovers.
Hull Kingston Rovers.
Yes. Yeah. Castleford.
Oh yeah. Yes, they're very good. Yeah.
Leeds.
Yes. Mm. Leeds Rhinos.
Yes.
Yeah.
They lost to them.
Right.
Last week.
Oh, last week. Okay. Oh. Yeah. So this is Brad. Bradford Bulls are not in this particular league.
No, they're in the league below.
And are all of the teams in this northern area that they play?
Yes, the majority, but they have two Loose and Catalan Dragons in France.
Wow. Oh, yes. Molly. Oh, yes. Are you going to go?
No.
Oh.
No, the team go and they go in a private plane, and straight after the match they're on the plane and back home.
You can squeeze into a suitcase. Come on.
Not at my age. No, I'm sorry. Some things I won't do at night.
Oh, I think I'd give it a go. Oh, how magic.
Yeah.
How magic. So two teams in France, Toulouse and Catalan.
Catalan, yes.
Catalan Dragons. Mm. Excellent.
Yes.
And how are they playing? Are they playing well?
Catalan fourth. One behind us at the moment.
Right.
I hope they stay that way.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Right, so you've got these... I've got your vision of you sitting in the stands with all the directors in a very luxurious armchair that's heated.
What a pity. I don't know. When I first went, we went in on ground level, and our seats are row V, which is 22 rows up. Beautiful view when you get there, but it looked like a mountain to climb. No handrail or anything.
No handrail?
No.
And you'd need oxygen at that height.
I needed help anyway.
Oh, 23 rows up and no handrails?
Yes.
But you're 90.
Well, I just found another way in.
Go on.
But going inside the building, and there are several stairways there that you do have... arrows on the floor pointing which way you should be going, and the handrails, so I could manage those.
Right. So, come on, how do you get dressed up for these occasions?
In summer, it's wonderful, with a gorgeous view of the whole fielding and the surrounding area. But in winter, it's a different thing altogether. I have to take my cushion to sit on, because the metal seats aren't very warm, and double up on everything.
Double up on everything?
Yes.
Okay, so knickers, trousers.
Well, trousers, yes. Coats, sheepskin coats, sheepskin hat, good scarves, and gloves, yes.
You'd need a trailer for all your stuff.
Or my rucksack. Well, works, yes. Right.
What are the colours for the team?
Claret and gold.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they are nice.
That's good. Yes. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And are you one of these supporters that is jumping up and down in their seats arguing with the referee?
No, we have people sitting in front of us who do that. I don't know who they are, but they're very enthusiastic and very nice.
So they argue by proxy.
Yes, they don't always agree with the referee. Where's your glasses and all that sort of thing? And have you come over on the coach with the opposite team? They're very entertaining.
Excellent, excellent. And what about food? I've heard that the food is quite interesting. Oh, the piece.
Yes. Well, we have pies, but as we go in, we collect our hot chocolate and something like that whilst we're waiting for the game to start. And then 5 minutes before half time, Sally will pop out to get it, the beginning of the queue, so we can have our pies to eat during the...
And are they hot?
Yes, they're hot and they're very good. Yes.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. And so at the end of the match, are you able to talk to Oliver?
Oh, yes. We usually let a number of people get away because it means going down this mountain side.
With no handrail?
Yes, I do have a son I can hang on to. That's okay. And then Oliver usually comes over to talk to his girlfriend as well. And then give us both a hug.
Oh, magic.
Yes.
I bet that's the best part of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a photograph of it.
I shall have a look at that. I'm yes. sure if he's like Molly, he'll be extremely good looking.
Well, oh.
No, I'm sure he is. Yeah,
yeah, he is.
He
just has an annoying habit of resting his elbow on my shoulder.
Thank goodness it's not his body, yes. because these rugby players yeah. these days are enormous, yes. aren't they?
Well, he's 6'2".
Yeah, and what about 16 stone?
Oh, yeah. It's in kilos, and I can't remember, 90-something, 99.
I mean, it's a lot, isn't
yes.
it? It's big, big, big. So he rests on your shoulder, Molly.
His elbow on my shoulder, yes.
There you are. That's gratitude for bringing him up. Oh, wonderful,
yes.
wonderful.
Yes.
So keep on with your hugs. Are you going yes. next season?
Yes, I'll go next March.
Right, yeah.
At Huddersfield, I don't go on the away trips.
Right,
I've done, but I don't anymore.
And where are they in the league, did you say?
Third.
The third?
Yes, they were.
Right, well done, Oliver. Well done, you, Molly, and well done, Huddersfield team.
Yes, yes.
Right, well, have they got a nickname? Up the what? Burnley, you said, shout up the Clarets.
Yes, well...
What do they shout here?
I don't know. They don't seem to do... They're not as vocal as some teams.
Right.
Some of those who come from away, you hear them singing, they'll have a song. But they still don't have at the moment.
Right. Well, I'll just say, come on, Oliver.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh,
well
yes.
Done. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Molly. Yeah. Thanks for that. Right. That was fun. Right.
Well,
right. Thanks very much. Well, bye-bye from Christine.
Bye-bye.